big day. An enormous day for the New York Mets. Are they going to show you that they are serious about taking advantage of this opportunity that they themselves have created? It started out as a cute little story. Oh, maybe we'll make the playoffs. Maybe we could be a 500 team. Matter of fact, the owner and the president, they used the words playoffs, where most of us sane individuals are saying, I'm not really seeing it. You didn't do enough. It's a rebuilding year. It's an evaluation year. They themselves, to their credit, said playoffs. And it didn't look that way early on. Didn't look like that was going to be the case. But now here we are, hours away from the trade deadline. The New York Mets, 6 games over the 500 mark, a half game back of the Atlanta Braves for the top wild card spot, and just 9 games back of the struggling Philadelphia Phillies, who got pounded by the Yankees. The Mets need to show what they're made of. Not the map for the future and the crap about the prospects. We all understand how important that is. We also all understand that there's no chance that your top 5, top 10, that all of them hit. So it is on you. This is your job, David Stern. That's why you're paid the big bucks. That's why you were brought in from Milwaukee to be the president of the New York Mets. It's your job to identify which ones are going to work, which ones aren't. Not easy, but that's why you get paid the big bucks. Figure it out. And while you figure that out, you need to stop evaluating this year because it is what it is. Whether you want to change things in the offseason and make big moves there, letting Alonso walk, trading McNeil, whatever it may be, however you want to reshape the core of this group or this team in general to build it forward, to have sustained success, which minor leaguers you want to bring up and give them an opportunity next year. That's on Stearns, and that's a story for the offseason. However, right now, there are things that you could plan now for 2, 3, 4 years down the road. You may not ever be in this spot that you're in again. We saw it happen in 2015 with this franchise, where they were a 500 team. And they were that way because of the great pitching. And they desperately needed a bat. We begged, we pleaded, do something. They finally brought up Michael Conforto. And then they finally, at the last second, made one of the great trades in the history of the franchise, getting Yoenis Cespedes. Begrudgingly so, I might add, with Sandy Alderson. Wasn't his first choice, but it was his best choice and his best move. And it changed the shape of that season. The Mets took off like a rocket ship, steamrolling the Nationals, sweeping away the Cubs in the postseason after a grueling series with the Dodgers, and then obviously going on to the World Series. That team didn't look like a World Series team from start to finish, but they were. They ended up being that because, in part, of the trade, the big trade, to get Yoenis Cespedes. Today is a day where you can change the outlook of an entire season. You can change the trajectory of a franchise. Are the Mets just going to sit on their hands and get another pitcher? Some mid-starter or some mid-reliever like they added already, a couple of those guys? Or are they going to show some guts and go for it? Doesn't mean it's guaranteed to work. I mean, the Mets could have had egg on their face after trading Fulmer for Yoenis Cespedes, but they didn't. They big risk, high reward. And they got to see the fruits of their labor. However they got there, they got there. Will this regime, this ownership, this president, will they do the same? Or are they going to sit back and say, you know what? This was not supposed to be the year that we go all in anyway. We want to keep our farm system intact in total, not trading any of it. And we don't want to give what it's going to cost to get a difference making piece. Because I'll tell you this, I don't care if it's Snell, and I don't care what the reports are. Oh, the Giants are going to hold on to him. Yeah, okay, I'm not buying that. They're going to hold on to him because they haven't gotten the right price yet. Everybody's got a price. Everybody's got a price. Will the Mets be willing to pay the price to get their team to another level? Now, Not next offseason, now. I think they should give it to him. The team has earned it. Watch them play. Oh, my God. A Met fan's going to a panic of negativity. Oh, my God. They lost two games to the Braves. The season is over. I knew this was going to happen. No. Wrong again. That's a loser mentality. I don't know about you, but I've raised my expectations. Actually, my expectations have always been high, but especially since Steve Cohen has taken over ownership, the expectations should be raised. He said it. I'm with him. Now they need to deliver, and they have to date. They have. They should have earned your trust to know that if they lose two games to the Braves, it's not the end of the world. They split the series. They didn't lose it. They lost a couple of games. Big deal. The bats went cold for a week. Not the end of the world. Broke out of it in a big way last night. They've earned that trust by their play this year. Now they need to take it to another level. And if you are going to be a king, as I dub Steve Cohen, if you're going to be a king, you need to operate like a king. A king does not get a mid reliever and call it a day. A king goes out there and gets the best of the best. You want this franchise to be taken seriously? You want to be on par with the New York Yankees? Obviously, you can never match the Yankees' history, but you want to catch up to where the Yankees have been at in recent years and get to their level? You need to make big moves. The Yankees made a king-like move getting Juan Soto. They made another big move, trading for Jazz Chisholm. And maybe they have more big moves up their sleeve. I wouldn't doubt it. Will the Mets be operating in a similar fashion, or are they going to be scared? Are they going to act like they don't believe in this team that they sold us? They sold us on this team, and now this team is exceeding the lowered expectations just like they had planned and hoped for. It is their job to go for it. Cohen said that he would. He said this before the season. He was asked directly about if there's money to be added, potentially the deadline, would you take it on? He said yes. I'm paraphrasing, but go back and check the quotes. It happened. I remember it. Now's the time. Today's the day. Maton, nice move. Stanek, whatever. Jesse Winker, solid. Those aren't king-like moves. The Mets need to make a big move today to be taken seriously. Results may vary. Whatever the results show at the end of the season, win or lose, fall short of the playoffs, lose in the first round, win a first round, whatever the results may be, we'll deal with them at the time. Today, the results need to be all in. They had an opportunity in 2022, and you know what happened? They were scared because of what they did the year prior in trading Pete Crow Armstrong for Javi Baez. Oh, how can you give up a prospect and Pete Crow Armstrong? It was the right move. It just didn't work out. It was the right move in theory. Wasn't the right move in reality. They traded for the wrong guy with Javi Baez. And that scared them in 2022 and prevented them from going all in on a team that wound up winning 101 games and should have won the division and maybe change the way that postseason. Instead, you know what happened? They don't win the division. They lose in the wildcard round to the Padres. But 2021 changed their thinking in 2022. We all saw it. We all know it. Well, they need to get back to the aggressive mentality before they got burned by that trade. They need to get back to that now. This team is actually better than the team in 2022. They don't have the starting pitching, but their offense is significantly better. And they desperately need to add a high-end starter. And there are those guys available. You could get a high-end reliever, which they need, and a high-end starter, which they need. There's no reason why the Mets can't figure it out. Pay the price. You could be smart, but you have to pay the price and take advantage of an opportunity that's right in front of you now. Otherwise, you cannot be taken seriously. Otherwise, you cannot be called king. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. BT and Sal on the Fan. BT off. He'll be back with me tomorrow. We'll get to the Yankees as well in a little bit. Wanted to start with the Mets aspect. Peyton is calling from Bridgeport. What's up, Peyton?
Less than 8 hours for the Mets to make it work. Okay? It's been 40 years. All right? I know you say this team is better than 2022. And I think that they can solidify that today by 6 o'clock. How they do it, I don't know. You got to bring a guy in like Terry Collins back into the organization to be the spark plug to get these guys fired up for the playoffs.
Well,
okay?
I think that, now you know I love TC, Peyton, but that's not a story for today. They have the right guy with Carlos Mendoza. The big point is they have an opportunity in front of them, Peyton. They're right there right now, and thank you for the call. They're right there. With anybody. You can't tell me otherwise. That's the facts. How it plays out, nobody knows. The facts are right now, the New York Mets are right there. Nobody expected it, maybe outside of that building, and to give them credit, Cohen said playoffs, Stern said playoffs, we laughed at them. They were right. This is a playoff team. Now they got to finish it off, but they could be more than just a playoff team. Nobody thought they would catch Atlanta, including the people in the building. Nobody thought they'd be on the Phillies level, including the people in the building. They're there. I know 9 games sounds like a lot. There's 50 games to go, more than 50 games to go. And the Phillies are coming back down to the pack a little bit. And the Mets are playing good baseball and have been one of the best teams, if not the best team in baseball, since June 7th. It's an extended period now. It's not a couple of lucky weeks. With the right moves, all in, big boy moves, the New York Mets can be right back in the conversation as being one of the top teams in baseball as far as having a chance to win a World Series. You cannot sit on your hands. You did it in 2022. And look where it got you. Go for it. Win or lose, succeed or fail, this team has earned the right to have that front office. Go for it. If that means trading one or two of your top 10 prospects, so be it. Figure out which ones aren't going to pan out in your mind. May not work out, that's fine. But you do it. And you do it for the right move. I'm not saying getting reckless. Like, I wouldn't trade two top prospects for Flaherty because Flaherty is a rental. But I would take on money and trade top prospects for Skubal. I would take on Blake Snell's contract and give up a prospect or two. Now, you got to be smart about it. If I'm taking on the entire salary and letting the Giants get out from under that, I'm not going to give them two top 10 guys. Obviously, Stern's going to be smart about that. Point is, there is a price that can be paid to get you a top starter. I'm not saying you got to do it, you know, before 2 o'clock, before I sign off. You got to do it before 6 o'clock, before the deadline ends. So whatever the price is, whatever the back and forth may be, figure it out. And the Mets need to come away with one of those top starters and a top reliever. Doesn't have to be, you know, the guy from Miami, Tanner Scott. Doesn't have to be the top guy, but a top guy in the bullpen and one of Snell, Skubal, Flaherty. Think about how you'd feel tonight, 6:01, if the Mets acquired both those guys. One top reliever, one top starter. You'd feel like the sky is the limit and you'd be excited about this team. Ready to go to Citi Field the rest of the year supporting this team, believing that not only can they be a playoff team, maybe they can chase down the Phillies. And even if they don't chase down the Phillies, when they get to the postseason, they could beat anybody. That is what the Mets fans should be feeling today come 6 o'clock. Charlie is in Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
Great, Charlie. How are you?
Good. I'm all in with you. This team's exciting me. I got to disagree with you. It's like you're saying you had expectations. I had no expectations. April and May was the worst baseball I have ever seen. I still want my money back from opening day, but they have played great baseball. Been going to the games. Friday night, I was there. Sunday was a mess, but Friday night was electric at the stadium on Friday night. Electric. They'll bang the ball out. Alonzo last night, I'm glad the bats woke up. But if we don't get a pitcher, we're not going to be in it. We need a reliever too, like you're saying, and we're playing the best baseball since June and July, and I want to carry right through August and September, but they got to do something. I don't want to hear the evaluation.
No excuses. Thank you for the call, Charlie. Things change in season. Look at last year, for example, where it went the other way. The expectation was that the Mets were a team that could win the World Series. Matter of fact, the owner himself, the man I dubbed King Cohen, thought that Carlos Correa, like we all did, was the final piece. So much so that he was going to pay a ridiculous amount to get him. And obviously that fell apart, but still, the Mets going into last season thought that they were going to be one of the top teams in baseball coming off of 2022. Didn't work out. What happened? They pivot. They adjust on the fly and say, this isn't the year. Here's what we're going to do. And it was brilliant. Well, coming into this year, it was, hey, we hope to be a playoff team. And maybe we'll add here or there. Well, things have changed. Where the Mets are now, right now, before even adding a move, dealing with the minor league bullpen all year long, all the injuries that they've had, being 11 games under at one point in the season, starting 0-5, rookie manager, Alonso not having a good year at all, McNeil not doing nothing until the All-Star break. All of those things, and they're still right there amongst the top teams in the National League. Half game behind the big, bad Atlanta Braves. And only 9 games back of the Phillies, who are coming back down to the pack. Dodgers, Brewers, Phillies, and by a half a game, the Braves. That's it. Those are the only teams that have a better record than the Mets, and that's for now. You tell me the Mets can't beat them in a postseason series? Any of those teams? We've seen it. We've seen it before with lesser teams. They have clear areas of need. They have resources. Go all in. The results may vary. We understand that. Nothing is guaranteed. This is sports. They owe it not only to that team, they owe it to the fan base. Carmen is in Linden, New Jersey. What's up, Carmen?
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
How are you, Carmen?
I'm doing great, Sal. I just want to say something. You said it all. It's time for, I just hope that Uncle Stevie realizes, and he was a Met fan. He's got the money. Everything you just said, it's a matter of money. Put your money where your mouth is, believing in this team. I hope Stern doesn't have any influence in terms of building for the future. I think it's time, like you said, if you got to get rid of a couple prospects, but you can buy back contracts. Like you said, he's got the money. Money doesn't matter. And I really got to believe that Steve Cohen is truly a Mets fan before he was an owner. Well, and I got to believe he sees this situation like you just described. The Mets have shown, I'm a Yankee fan, but I love New York teams doing well. I've always rooted for the Mets in the National League. He's got to see what we all see. The Mets do deserve it. The fans deserve it. And he deserves it.
It is rare, Carmen, and thank you for the call. It is rare, especially for the New York Mets. Remember, we're talking about a franchise that has made the postseason in consecutive years twice in its history. 1999-2000, 2015-2016. He's got to understand, Cohen and Stearns, that and I think that they do. Remember, I believe in Steve. I'm the one who's been screaming it for years. I believe in Steve. I'm the one who dubbed him King Cohen. I do believe, and I still believe about Juan Soto in the offseason, all those different things, all that's still in play. I believe at the end of the day, the Mets will have their big boy pants on, and we will see actions of a king. Anything less would be terribly disappointing and disheartening and potentially deflating, not only to the fan base, but to the team. It is rare that you have an opportunity like the Mets. For that franchise, it's rare. You know, the Yankees, different story. They're in it every single year. It's rare that the Yankees miss the postseason. For the Mets, it's different. To have this team exceed expectations and be right there now with the Braves, and I don't want to say on the heels of the Phillies, but at least closing the gap and making it a possibility. And forget even the division. More importantly, the opportunity to beat any team in the postseason. It's all there for the Mets. They need a top starter. They need a top reliever. Everybody's got a price. figure it out. BT and Sal on the Fan. More of your calls on the other side. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Trade deadline day. We'll have Hop on standby with his sirens. You know he loves to hit that. Any kind of legit news, meaning an actual trade or significant rumors involving both the Mets and Yankees or big players, we will have for you here. Again, I expect most action to take place, you know, closer to 6 o'clock, you would think, although we've seen some action over the last few days. But for the big boys, if the price is steep, you got to wait for it to come down. You know, you go right down to the wire like we saw, as we referenced in 2015 with Yoenis Cespedes. I would expect that to be the case for both the Mets and Yankees, and we expect both those teams to make big moves. But we know where the Yankees are at, and we'll do more on them in a little bit. With the Mets, they need to get to that level. And to be taken seriously, you want to be a top franchise. I don't care what the payroll is, what the luxury tax threshold is. You put yourselves in this position. It's going to get cleared out at the end of the year. It's going to be better. There's no reason why the Mets can't take on some more money now and give up prospects for the right fit, or give up prospects and get the right fit. You could do one or the other. You could do both, whatever it may be. And it doesn't have to be just a rental, a move that could help you beyond just this season. But you can't be scared. You can't sit back and say, well, let it play out because we didn't like the price. Because what happens next year if things don't work according to plan? Stop me if you've heard that before. Like, oh, okay, well, this guy gets hurt, or this guy's underperforming, things don't go according to plan, or these guys coming up aren't ready yet, or they haven't panned out. Then what? Right now, the owner said it himself, something special going on at Citi Field. Said that a month ago. And he's right. You got to take advantage of it. Strike while the iron is hot. Is that what the saying is? Yes, we'll do that. Oh. Hoff.
So as we said,
don't be playing with us here.
No, well, here's some good news. You're going to get this all day. If you hear updates, it's what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So from John Heyman, Yanks were told several days ago they don't match up for Crochet.
Okay.
So they are, others still trying, but it seems like the Yankees are done with that move.
Okay. And it's not the be-all, end-all for the Yankees. I still think the Yankees will be fine, but it's just a matter of who's the right fit. Yankees really need to get Tanner Scott. I mean, that's got to be the guy. I know the Mets need him too, but the Yankees need that. Mets need a top-end starter and one of the top relievers. They don't need the top reliever. If I'm the Yankees, I'm going after the top reliever. We know where the Yankees stand. With the Mets, they got to strike while the iron is hot. They got to take advantage of an opportunity. They have played themselves into being not just playoff contenders. Like, you could look at the standings and say, okay, well, you know, the Cubs technically could be a playoff team. The Cardinals, the Pirates, the Giants, the Reds. Like, look at all these teams that are within, you know, six games of a playoff spot. Technically, you're still in it at that particular point. But you know that you can't take a lot of those teams seriously. The Mets aren't just a playoff contender. They right now are a playoff team, could be the top wild card team, just a half game back of the Braves, we said, and can be a legitimate threat to win the National League and potentially the World Series with the right moves. Go for it. They should learn. They thought they learned from 2021 in 2022. Wrong. 2021 was a mistake. It doesn't mean you can't take the same risk again and have it be the right move. The mistake they made in 2022 was sitting on their hands. Ruff and Vogelback were not enough. We all said it at the time. That was disappointing. Terribly disappointing. Part of the reason why I thought the Mets would win that division, not only were they up 10 games in May, you know, the end of May, Memorial Day, but I was anticipating the Mets adding to it at the trade deadline. They didn't. Vogelback and Darren Ruff was not adding to it. That was just letting it be. And you saw what happened when you let things be. They should learn from that. Last year was different. They did the right thing. They need to be aggressive this year. I expect that they will. Anthony's calling from Bridgewater, New Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
What's up, Sal? Thanks for taking my call. I don't have to remind everyone that Cohen came around here, 5 years ago, talking about that they're going to win a World Series and all this stuff. Here's your opportunity. Number one, here's the first thing. You need a starting pitcher. You go get it. Two or three years ago when they went after Vogelback and Russ, one of the biggest difference, they had a depleted farm system.
Yep.
This year, they have a restocked farm system from all these trades, and Mets fans were very patient last year. You know, some Mets fans kind of thought, maybe they can make a run, but Mets fans were realistic that they were trending down. They're trending up now. So there's a big difference of last year around this time and this year. Okay, and I like to take a look at it like this way. If when all these guys are sitting in the room today, Phillies aren't that good, Braves aren't that good, Dodgers aren't that good, Diamondbacks aren't that good. You have a realistic chance to get a guy or two and win the whole thing. So there's no there's no holdup of this team at all this year. That's the thing. Last year the Mets weren't that good, and the Braves were great, the Dodgers were great. It's not like that this year. That, to me, that's a big difference, too. It's not just so much where you're at in the standings. It's also who's in the league, too.
One,
the league is not good this year.
1,000% agreed, Anthony. It is the perfect storm, and thank you for the call. And those are the reasons, like, I get it as fans. We're going to sit here and want them to be aggressive. Although, to your point, Anthony, last year, I understood it. I was a little disappointed because the Mets started to play a little better right as they traded Robertson, but they made that decision, and I respect them for it, saying, you know what, this isn't the year, we're trading these guys off. And at the end of the day, I loved what they did at the deadline last year. But you're right, this is much more than just being a Met fan and wanting to see the team be aggressive. This is looking at it saying, the Braves are way worse than everybody thought that they would be. For whatever reason, they are. Injuries, poor performance, doesn't matter. Nobody expected the Braves to be this bad. They are. The Mets are right there with them. The Phillies, all of a sudden, can be had. Just 9 games separate the two teams right now. And that doesn't mean anything. Come postseason means more, but we've seen top teams in the postseason fall. Dodgers aren't unbeatable. They choke in the postseason every year anyway. It doesn't mean the Mets are going to roll to the National League pennant, but it means that they have as good a chance as anybody with the right moves. And when you are that close and you look at the surroundings, whether it's the Phillies or Braves struggling or Dodgers being beat, whatever it may be, you go for it. That's what sports are about. You can plan it out and think you have this set and think you have that set. No, next year this guy's going to come up and he projects to do that. You don't know. You don't know in life with anything. You can't predict the future. Nothing's ever promised tomorrow or today. Right now, this team has a chance, a legit chance, to be one of the best teams in baseball. They've played like it. They've been the best team in baseball since June 7th, or at least were, you know, going into last week. The offense is legit. You desperately need a top starter and a bullpen arm. Go get it. That's it. That's all we ask. The results may vary. Nothing's guaranteed. And it doesn't mean you have to give up the whole farm, but that's what those prospects are there for. You trade the right ones just like the Yankees do every year. How do the Yankees get all these big guys? Trade some, the right ones, and then replenish through the draft. That's what you're doing. That's what Stearns is here for, right? The Mets expedited the process last year, so now they should have a top 10 farm system, whatever it may be. That, combined with taking on bad contracts, should put them in a very powerful position. A king-like position. Go for it. John is in Myrtle Beach. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, Sal. Thank you for taking my call, man. So I have the faith of a 5-year-old, but I'm scared. Sal, I'm watching the internet, and I'm watching these players one after another go to teams. Teams adding players, and I keep looking for our team, and I don't see it, and I'm scared. And I have one message. If not now, Steve, when? If not now, when?
Bingo.
Thank you, Sal.
No, thank you, John. Thank you. We appreciate the call. Now is the time. You don't know what's going to happen next year, 2 years, 3 years down the road. Now's the time. You go for it. You have an opportunity. You go for it. It's very simple. Now's the time. When was the last time the Mets went for it? They did not go for it in 2022. 2021, okay, they made an exciting move adding Baez, and I respect that. But that team wasn't legitimately good enough to win a World Series anyway. And Baez was a nice addition, exciting addition, new ownership, fans got behind him. You know, until the thumbs down thing, we know how that turned out. But you get the point. That was an aggressive move that we can all respect. Didn't work out, fine. Nobody's sitting here crying about Pete Crow Armstrong. I don't care if he comes on to be a superstar. At the time, I understood the move. Now, the real year to go all in would have been the following year when you actually had a real team. That would have been the time to go for it. They didn't. They got scared off because of the Baez deal. sat on their hands with Roth and Vogelback, and we saw it fall flat. Blew the division, got beat badly in a wild card in the first round. 2015 was the last time this team really went for it, or this franchise really went for it. And look what happened. This is an all-in type year. When you get to this point where they're at in the standings, at this point in the season, with what they have going for them, you have to go for it. It's very simple. I do not want to hear any excuses. I don't want to hear Stearns. I don't want to hear Cohen come 6:05 today. Well, we tried, but we... No. I know that those guys can be had. Top starters, top bullpen guys, they can be had. Are you willing to pay the price? And then I ask, why wouldn't you be willing to pay the price? Do you want to win a World Series or not? Steve Cohen has made it clear that he prioritizes winning, which is one of the reasons why I believe in Steve, which is why I called him King Cohen, because I believe he prioritizes winning. Some people will say, well, what has he done? And I say, look at the payroll for starters, the infrastructure of the organization, all of the above, bringing back Old Timers Day, retiring numbers, all of the above. He's done a lot. But the number one thing any owner can do in all sports is prioritize winning. And Steve Cohen has done that. He even tried to go get Yamamoto in a year where he knew his team, or at least he thought, his team wasn't capable of competing legitimately for a World Series. They were going to get Yamamoto and go all in for him because he was a great value. All right, didn't happen, but I respect that he went for it. A king move is identifying that this can be a team that can win it all. You have to go for it. BT and Sal on the Fan. Come back, take more of your calls. We'll get to the Yankees in a little bit. Fan, the Mets have one choice. It is to go for it. It's as simple as that. You don't know when you're going to be in this spot again. You are right there, right now. There are moves to be made. And I don't want to hear about, oh, well, the farm system is... You're not going to ruin your entire farm system with one trade. You take on some money, you give up a top 10 guy. Maybe you have to give up two top 10 guys if you don't take on the money. However you want to figure it out, there are moves to be made. By the way, maybe moves to be made, blockbuster moves that can help you now and the future. Point is, if you talk about winning a World Series, as Steve Cohen has done, if you want to be taken seriously in prioritizing winning above all, you better acknowledge when an opportunity is right there in front of your face. And one thing Steve Cohen has done, and I give him credit for it, one thing Steve Cohen has done as an owner so far is learn on the fly and learn to adjust. He's learned from his mistakes. Whether it was being somewhat reckless with going after Carlos Correa, I know, you know, he got kind of lucky in that regard that, you know, Correa, the injury stuff or whatever, but learning from mistakes and just spending and thinking that's the right way to do it. And then trading guys off of the deadline last year, brilliant move. Learning maybe to go after younger pitchers as opposed to investing in the, you know, 40-year-old superstars. He tried it one way, it didn't work. Okay, learn and pivot. Well, Steve Cohen thought he learned from 2021, but he made a second mistake. He didn't learn from 2021. His mistake was not realizing that what he did in 2021 was the right move, in theory. Just the wrong time for it and the wrong player. But it was the right philosophy and thought process. Now, Steve Cohen needs to learn from what happened in 2022 because that was a mistake. In 2022, they made a mistake not going for it. He cannot let that happen again. Nothing is guaranteed. It's sports, but you have to put yourself in the best position to succeed. And there are opportunities out there. Other teams are going for it. The Yankees appear to be going for it, already getting Jazz in here, and you've seen what he can do in two games so far. And they want more. Sometimes we knock Cashman for not going all the way in. But at least they go for it. The Mets need to go for it in a big way. Not just a bullpen arm, not just a starter, top guys. They're there. Go get the top guys. That's how you become King Cohen. Mike is calling from Queens. What's up, Mike?
Sal, the Mets merch. What's up?
How are you?
I cannot agree with you more. Honestly, they got to go for it. And listen, they have a gluttony of major league ready middle infielders. Vientos is entrenched at third. We know Lindor's at shortstop. You have three major league ready middle infielders competing for second base. Ronnie, you have Acuna, and you got the other guy. But listen, they need to get rid of two of these guys. You take two of the three and, you know, bait them. So I guess take two of these guys and make a big splash. So you are on the ball. Thank you for being the Mets mush, and thank you for speaking to Tank the Frank last night and steaming it all out. You're the man.
You're all right, Mike. Thank you very much. We appreciate the call. I mean, how'd that mush go over last night? Kiss my ass! You all tried to blame me for the Mets going in the tank. Meanwhile, they lost two games. I mean, who's to blame here? You weaklings who so negative on the team, they lose two games that everybody wants to throw in the towel. Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, he tweeted something about the team that was positive, and now the Mets are going to lose. Oh, I mean, my God. The team is good. Believe in it. They lose one game, everybody freaks out. They've been the best team in baseball for a month, over a month. Time to believe in them. And if you're not believing in them now, and again, who knows how it's going to pan out? Nobody knows the result. But if you don't believe in them now, then when? And that's not just for the fans. That's for the owner and the president as well. They've proven otherwise. You can doubt, as I have. A lot of us have. You can doubt to a certain extent. They have proven that they are worthy of investing in them and taking a shot this year. Giancarlo was in Bayside. What's up, Giancarlo?
Hey, what's going on, Sal?
How are you, Giancarlo?
Listen, I'm going to come in as a little IBO, take a little quote from Evan. So I'm looking at this Mets season as a blessing and a curse. Blessing, you guys are in it. You guys have the best chance. Not best, but you guys have a chance same as everybody else. But at the same time, you guys got six main pieces of the roster, all free agents at the end of the year. You don't think as if you guys had a losing season, you trade Pete, get pieces for him, build and get a more consistent team for the future? Like you said to before, I don't remember the exact year. You guys only been to the playoffs back-to-back years once.
Twice, 99 and 2000 and then 15
twice,
and 16.
Yeah, but those are,
I agree with you, and I thought that that was going to be the case. I thought wrong. The Mets have proven otherwise. So why would you not go all in now? Go for it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Listen, you guys got that, but at the same time, blessing and a curse, like looking outside in, I feel like I would have rathered a losing season, traded Pete. Like I feel like Pete's coming back either if you traded him away and did what the Yankees did with Chapman. Back in 2017, that was a possibility.
Right, but Giancarlo, think about what you're saying. And if the Mets were dealt that hand, if they played themselves into that conversation, and thank you for the call, you know, 10 games under, whatever, they would have been trading off pieces, and then it would have been, okay, we'll see what you could get back for everything, and then you better hit on those trades and go big in the offseason and free agency and hope that these guys pan out and hit the major leagues at some point. Well, now they have a different opportunity in front of them. And if you as a fan would say, and I'm assuming you're not a Met fan, Giancarlo, because you were saying you guys or whatever, but point is, if you're a Met fan, how can you root for... Look, I thought the team was going to stink, and I thought they'd be trading everybody. And I would... Not that I would have been okay with that, but I kind of accepted that fate. However, the fact that there's six games over 500, you think that fans are going to look at that and say, this is a bad thing? Oh, no, I really wish that they would have lost this year so they could... For what? The whole point is to win! You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game. They're winning. You go for it. Worry about next year in the offseason then. Right now you're in season. You go to win. We're living in a sick and twisted world in many ways. But in the sports world in particular, where a lot of sports fans would prefer losing so they could get better draft picks and prospects and wait for that to pan out as opposed to enjoying their team winning. I mean, what are we doing here? It's ass backwards. Enjoy winning. Enjoy the success. The Mets have given you a fun season for a change. You got to enjoy that. And they... Not only have to enjoy it, they have to go for it.
finish it off. The results may vary, but as long as you put the best team possible together. You know, they didn't do it in the offseason, but they waited. They waited. And now here they are. Now they have their final opportunity, hours away. Final opportunity to go big. Go big or risk going home early. I don't want to hear about analytics and calculations and prospects this and prospects that. You could have some untouchables, non-negotiables. I'm fine with that. But you also have to be willing to go for it when the opportunity is there. How are you?
I cannot agree with you more. Honestly, they got to go for it. And listen, they have a gluttony of major league ready middle infielders. Vientos is entrenched at third. We know Lindor's at shortstop. You have three major league ready middle infielders competing for second base. Ronnie, you have Acuna, and you got the other guy. But listen, they need to get rid of two of these guys. You take two of the three. And, you know, bait them. So I guess take two of these guys and make a big splash. So you are on the ball. Thank you for being the Mets mush. And thank you for speaking to Tank the Frank last night and steaming it all out. You're the man.
You're all right, Mike. Thank you very much. We appreciate the call. I mean, how'd that mush go over last night? Kiss my ass. You all tried to blame me for the Mets going in the tank. Meanwhile, they lost two games. I mean, who's to blame here? You weaklings who so negative on the team, they lose two games that everybody wants to throw in the towel. Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, he tweeted something about the team that was positive and now the Mets are going to lose. Oh, I mean, my God. The team is good. Believe in it. They lose one game, everybody freaks out. They've been the best team in baseball for a month, over a month. Time to believe in them. And if you're not believing in them now, and again, who knows how it's going to pan out? Nobody knows the result. But if you don't believe in them now, then when? And that's not just for the fans. That's for the owner and the president as well. They've proven otherwise. You can doubt, as I have. A lot of us have. You can doubt to a certain extent. They have proven that they are worthy of investing in them and taking a shot this year. John Carlo is in Bayside. What's up, John Carlo?
Hey, what's going on, Sal?
How are you, John Carlo?
Listen, I'm going to come in as a little IBO, take a little quote from Evan. So I'm looking at this Mets season as a blessing and a curse. Blessing, you guys are in it. You guys have the best chance. Not best, but you guys have a chance, same as everybody else. But at the same time, you guys got six main pieces of the roster, all free agents at the end of the year. You don't think if you guys had a losing season, you trade Pete, get pieces for him, build and get a more consistent team for the future. Like you said to before, I don't remember the exact year. Guys only been to the playoffs back-to-back years once.
Twice, 99 and 2000 and then 15
twice,
and
16. Yeah,
but those are, yes, I agree with you. And I thought that was going to be the case. I thought wrong. The Mets have proven otherwise. So why would you not go all in now? Go for it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Listen, you guys got that. But at the same time, blessing and a curse, like looking outside in, I feel like I would have rathered a losing season, traded Pete. Like, I feel like Pete's coming back either if you traded him away and did what the Yankees did with Chapman back in 2017.
Oh, that was a possibility. Right, but John Carlo, think about what you're saying. And if the Mets were dealt that hand, if they played themselves into that conversation, and thank you for the call, you know, 10 games under, whatever, they would have been trading off pieces. And then it would have been, okay, we'll see what you could get back for everything. And then you better hit on those trades and go big in the offseason and free agency and hope that these guys pan out and hit the major leagues at some point. Well, now they have a different opportunity in front of them. And if you as a fan would say, and I'm assuming you're not a Met fan, John Carlo, because you're saying you guys or whatever, but point is, if you're a Met fan, how can you root for... Look, I thought the team was going to stink, and I thought they'd be trading everybody. And I would... Not that I would have been okay with that, but I kind of accepted that fate. However, the fact that there's six games over 500, you think that fans are going to look at that and say, this is a bad thing? Oh, no, I really wish that they would have lost this year. So they could. For what? The whole point is to win. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game. They're winning. You go for it. Worry about next year in the offseason then. Right now you're in season. You go to win. We're living in a sick and twisted world in many ways, but in the sports world in particular, where a lot of sports fans would prefer losing so they could get better draft picks and prospects and wait for that to pan out as opposed to enjoying their team winning. I mean, what are we doing here? That's backwards. Enjoy winning. Enjoy the success. The Mets have given you a fun season for a change. You got to enjoy that. And they not only have to enjoy it, they have to go for it. Finish it off. The results may vary, but as long as you put the best team possible together. You know, they didn't do it in the offseason, but they waited. They waited, and now here they are. Now they have their final opportunity, hours away. Final opportunity to go big. Go big or risk going home early. I don't want to hear about analytics and calculations and prospects this and prospects that. You could have some untouchables, non-negotiables. I'm fine with that. But you also have to be willing to go for it when the opportunity is there.